She was my first and used to tease me that I was so gentle. So when I wanted to shock her into the right head space, I'd cradle her in one hand and with the other just pop her one right across the face. It was like throwing a bucket of cold water on a hot day. She'd freeze, big eyes bigger in genuine shock every time, and then relax into the support of my hand. This time, I laid her back gently on my bed like a southern belle with the vapors. I ran my hands over her body as though she was made of glass and watched her sink inch by inch further into that place. I loved fucking her skin with my hands, stroking, teasing, relaxing, then yanking her back to reality with a quick pinch or spank or slap. When she sank far enough and her eyes glazed, I laid down at her side and whispered, "Mine, mine, mine, you do not exist any longer. Your body is swirling in the air around mine like smoke. I can hold you in my lungs with my breath. Every molecule of you is entangled with mine. You pass through me like a current." I started touching myself, and even though her eyes were closed, she gasped, "Yes, little one, that's what I have for you. That's how far you're gone, and how much I have taken from you. That's how much power I have. I'm passing you my sensations. Everything I feel, you do. I don't have to even physically touch you to control it. I'm simply cradling your mind and your body and all your nerve endings, my hands. That's what you've given me. That's what I've taken. Everything I feel, you will too. That is my gift to you." When I came, strangely and quietly serene, she did too, inhaling violently and bucking herself up towards my invisible touch. As we quieted, she whispered hoarsely that she was cold, and I tucked her under the duvet and went to heat up water in that chipped teapot I had that was shaped like a flamingo. I was drained, and while I didn't normally smoke around her, I pulled a kitchen chair into the bedroom and rolled a cigarette next to the window, looking out at the neighborhood, tucking my short legs up and draping my non-smoking hand over the back of the chair. She took a picture of me with her phone because she liked the pose. Months later, when she was long gone, I found the drawing based on it. She kept none of my features. The girl in the drawing was pretty, long-haired, drinking a glass of water. And I'll never know why. Probably the lack of appealing aesthetic in my fat, folded stomach and baggy shorts. Maybe out of respect so that my half-naked body stayed private, because back then I kept my sports bra and my shorts on all the time. I always wondered if it was a butch femme thing or just me, but the contrast of my rough-ass hands against her soft skin never failed to shock me just as hard as the blows did her. I would look at the scars in the back of my hand, the swollen knuckles from long broken fingers, the childhood wood stove calluses from the last 20 years, and think I might tear her skin because she was so delicate. But she wasn't. She wasn't. She was a green switch, tough and springy, and always snapped right back. She scared me, and I failed her. I never got over the fear of breaking her, and that's why I lost her. I was so afraid of my own wants that I tried to just use hers instead, and then wondered why we were both so unhappy. But that one night, she served me and I served her. And on nights like these, it swirls around my head like the smoke from that hand-rolled cigarette.